Good morning, and thank you for having us here and giving us the opportunity to share our Lord with us as a group together. Thank you. Praise God. My name is Cheryl Kay, and I'm the director, and Dean and Paula Larson are board members of Pregnancy and Family Resource Services. We are a nonprofit, faith-based organization that provides spiritual, emotional, and material support to pregnant girls, women, and families in Jefferson County. Most of our items are donated, but we have a few people that have donated their time to make quilts, blankets, caps, and booties. As it says in Proverbs 31, 8 and 9, speak up for those who cannot speak for themselves. Yes, speak up for the poor and helpless, and see that they get justice. It is our responsibility to protect the unborn child. As it says in the commandments, we shall not kill. Abortion is just that.
That's right.
We must inform others that the effects of an abortion, both to the unborn and the lifelong emotional and mental effects on the mother. We must also remember to comfort those that who are struggling with the physical and emotional pain of an abortion. Recently, we had a young, single, pregnant mother come in. She just came from her doctor and found out that she was pregnant. She has some really serious health problems. While we were talking to her, you could just kind of get that feeling that she was thinking of an abortion. Well, she continued to come in, and after about 3 or 4 visits, she allowed us to pray with her. Well, to make a long story short, she is a proud mother of a healthy baby boy, and her health problems seem to be under control. There are only 2 options for the faith of the unborn. That is adoption or keeping the child. We have several Christian adoption agencies that we refer to our clients to. We had a young pregnant woman, a girl maybe in her 20s, come to the center and ask for help with an adoption. Her husband was out of work and for some time and felt that they could not raise a third child. She has an adopted family, and with the agreement of an open adoption, both parents have the wonderful joy of watching this child grow. For those that are keeping their child, most of our clients are keeping their child. They chose to keep their child. And they need their support to provide clothes, diapers, baby items such as strollers, bassinets. With your wonderful support of donated items, we are able to provide these items free of charge to our clients. Not only do our clients need the material items, but sometimes that adult conversation that so much of our single parents lack. There is not a day that goes by that we are not thanked for our services. For example, the other day we had a young mother arrive needing clothes for her children. She came in and said she was referred to by another agency and was in need of clothing, but she did not have any money. The relief in her eyes when we told her she did not need money to shop here. She stayed for quite a while, just looking and decided what to get. She said it was like shopping at a department store. Not only was she shopping, but having a conversation with other mothers that were at the center. She was getting that adult support she needed. So how do we advertise? I attended the Port Havelock Days, Jefferson County Fair, Shrimp Fest in Brennan, local businesses, and presenting at local churches. Yesterday, I just went for a walk at the Rodeo Parade, and we had our big flyer, and we had a wonderful little girl that was in a wagon, and we walked down the parade.
Oh, good.
And it was such a wonder. These people were so excited to see this little girl that I think we really made a big impact by having this little girl. She's 2 years old with our sign, and showing that what we really were standing for, that we were standing for
That's it.
The child.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So our funding, as a nonprofit organization, individuals and church donations are the backbone. We also have fundraisers. Our most recent ones would include 2 garage sales, 2 car washes, a gospel musical concert, a donated truck, and last fall we had a Jackson Berkey concert. We also have the baby bottle drive. So what is a baby bottle drive? This is where you take a baby bottle, which are placed in the back. You fill it with your loose change. When you have it filled, you bring it back. You might think, how do pennies and change make a difference? It is amazing how much one little bottle of change can hold and how it helps to keep our doors open. Not only are we in need of financial support, but would like to invite you to be a part of our board or maybe volunteer at the center. It is so rewarding to see the light in our clients' eyes as they receive the help they need. Every one of us wants to provide for our child, and this is a way to help every family achieve this goal. It is with your prayers, financial support, and donations that we continue to save babies and provide the spiritual, emotional, and material support that these pregnant girls, mothers, women, and families in Jefferson County need. Thank you, and may God bless you. Oh, okay. There's a big poster display back there, and it gives you a little bit of information, shows you some pictures about what we do. And also there's the little bottles back there, and the bottles have all the information in them. They have our phone number, our address, our mission statement. And you just fill them up with change, and if you would like to, and then just bring them back, and you can bring them to the center. We'd love to have you bring them to the center because we'd love to show you around and give you that grand tour of exactly what we do and how we serve our mothers in Jefferson County. And I tell you, from my personal experience, it's been just a real blessing. I mean, it's just I don't know how God works. In all different ways, he works providing, keeping our doors open and providing for them. But the reward that it gives me from inside is just, it's just amazing.
How long have you been there?
I'm just so blessed. I've been there since September of 2010.
Great.
So I'll be there almost 2 years in September. And it's very, very rewarding. You just can't express how rewarding it is. So.
And where are you located?
We're located at the Cagley Center, where the Urgent Care Medical Center is. We're at the lower level.
Go around back
at the lower.
Of the building there.
Good right. Between where the locksmith is and
yep.
the building is.
Right.
Around the back.
Right, and we're down around the back.
Yeah, I called Dean. I said, Dean, I couldn't find it. He said, let me know.
Yeah. So we would love to have you come and just, look around and see what we do. Thank you.
Very good. Thank you so much. So we give as a congregation, but also grab one of those bottles in the back to change. It's a great idea. And so we support you and appreciate what you're doing. It puts tangible action. It's prayer plus faith. It's faith plus prayer and action on our part that gets the job done. Isn't that right?
Yeah.